Greetings, this is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio, also broadcasting on East Eddie Stargate and Rumble and all over the place, Telegram, but probably won't put this one up on YouTube because we keep getting shut down there. We've got, I think I'm banned. I don't know if I'm banned or not on Facebook again. I think I got taken off again, like within seconds. It's really weird. I don't know what's going on there. I don't know how much longer those guys are going to be around with what they're doing, but whole new platforms are coming in. So that's getting interesting. You know, we can't, I want to go ahead and throw up that first video, first picture, if we can. I don't think we can ignore. I kind of have to talk about the raid on Mar-a-Lago. And, you know, this, I think a picture is worth 1,000 words, and this is it. This is basically what's going on. You know, so, you know, whether you like Trump or hate Trump or whatever, you know, he's taking all the arrows and, you know, it's all about freeing the people. And that's basically what's going on. So, you know, I think we need to get behind him. You know, that's definitely a step in the right direction. And this is insane. I'm raiding Mar-a-Lago. I really do believe they're fully aware it was coming. They probably left some jokes for him in the safes, and as well as some other extremely incriminating information. They got all got entered into the record. But, you know, the man's not stupid. You know, he's playing 5D chess, and so he's probably five steps ahead of him. But anyway, I mean, it's insane. All the memes going out around there showing the FBI dressed up in Melania's clothes and are just hilarious, you know. So even raiding her underwear drawer, come on, guys. You know, I don't know. You know, they just, what I'd say the 10% of people that still support the present administration are probably working for him, and the other ones are just a special kind of stupid. That's the only thing I can say. I've seen them make these statements on air, and people go, well, name one. Do you have any proof of that? And they can't come up with anything. It's just social engineering, you know? So, you know, the critical thinking and research impaired, you know, have still got a belief system. They've been social engineered. They're going to continue to make just the most lame ass statements I've ever heard. So I like this one too. They passed this bill, same people, 87,000 new IRS agents. If you look at a stadium, you know, 87,000 wouldn't even fill one of the biggest stadiums we have. And so they have to take an oath that they're ready to, you know, bear arms and shoot anybody that they, you know, American people, anybody they believe needs to be shot, I guess. I don't know. There's a lot of, I think that's going to get hijacked. I know there are rumors that all the guns that were coming to them, they actually purchased the guns before the bill went through, supposedly, allegedly, let's say, and allegedly those guns have been confiscated by the military. So I don't think that's going to go anywhere. Another thing I want to talk about too is we've gotten, like, just on one of our YouTube videos that we posted of the multiple ships, we've got something like 520,000 hits on that one. The other ones are catching up. We're having just phenomenal activity here. It's insane. Go ahead and put that clip up. I want to show this recent clip we just took. The other clips are on YouTube if you want, and they're also on Rumble and Telegram. There's a lot on Telegram if you want to see them. But we've got a helicopter clip I want to throw up here and let people see it. Hopefully Don's or Doug or whoever's there can throw that up. Here we go. And so I want you to check this out. These three helicopters came flying right over the ranch. You can see we're right at the base of Mount Adams there. And so they came flying over. They seem to be circling for a while, but it's hard to see in the beginning because you'll see these three ships go by really fast. I mean, it's so fast your eyes can't see it. And when you slow it down, you'll see them coming in. You know, there's one ship in the back, and then there's, here they come, they're coming through. So three ships. There's actually two ships that crossed the other direction before that I saw. But anyway, it's like it seems the military is extremely being monitored here. Jason Cleaves has got a new book out, and so that was, he just did the editing on that and checked it out for us. There's a few things, you know, it's funny. You know, all this new footage we're putting out is making ancient aliens look like idiots. Somebody said, stop talking about ancient aliens. And I said, well, people need to know that a lot of these major TV shows are entertainment. And they're not only entertainment, they're social engineering. So they have a controlled narrative to them. And if anybody's going to bust that narrative and start talking about spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders, they're going to pull the plug on it. And especially if you talk about child trafficking or anything like that, you're blackballed. You won't be in Hollywood or any of these things. So anyway, that being said, somebody told me to stop talking about that. So of course I'm going to talk about it, you know? So anyway, you know, they're not going to be coming back to USETI, and I'm sure everybody's going to go, hey, why don't you go out there and use all the footage they have? Why don't you go out there and film the ships that are still there? They're still coming there. You know, why didn't you film the ship that James and John Vivanco said was coming at the exact time and where, and it did come and you missed it? And why, you know, all these questions they should be asking these people, because, you know, again, all you saw was my hand reaching for a camera, and I gave them an hour and a half of who's on the ships, why they're here, their agendas, their cultures, everything, what they look like. So anyway, controlled narrative, and there's a lot of that going on out there. I want to talk a little bit about I don't know if this one's true. No, I'll wait for this one. But there's some weird stuff. Annie Hirsch is putting out this whole movie on pedophiles and child trafficking and all this other stuff. And I guess a fiery car crash happened, and supposedly she was dead. And then on the news, they said, no, she survived the crash. And I don't know what's going on there. So you can figure it out. Either it's a setup, you know, like they're going to make it look like she's dead so she isn't killed, or there was an attempt made and she survived it. Who knows? I mean, there's so much stuff going on out there. But, you know, start exposing these people. You know, things happen. It gets crazy. I think we're going to find out a lot of people that supposedly died didn't, you know, and we're going to find them resurfacing. But there's a lot of them. You know, something about the 87,000 IRS agents. I know where a whole bunch of missing American tax dollars are, and I think they're in the Ukraine. So you know, maybe we could send them over there and get that stuff there. But anyway, you know, if they want to go have a war with somebody else, you know, don't be warring on the American people. Enough of that. But there's so much to cover tonight. Again, check out the it's on Rumble. It's on YouTube channel. There's a lot posted on Telegraph channel. ESETI official on Telegraph. ESETI Stargate on Rumble and YouTube. And it's all there. You can see all the footage. And so now that we have all this footage, and we're kind of been releasing this blitz screen, and we have a lot more we haven't released yet, and a lot of locals are taking some amazing photographs of UFOs here in the area. So it's on, it's happening, contact's happening, and the evidence is there, and it's coming out like a blitz screen. But anyway, now that that's happening, it seems like all of these UFO people, you know, the ufologists and investigators and all these people are showing up now. And, you know, people that put two or three knives in my back in the past and got caught up in all these dramas and accusations and weird stuff that even proven, the people afterwards said, hey, that never happened. And there was my stuff coming up and things like that, but they continued to repeat the same thing, and they could have been sued basically, but I just don't go there. I don't do that. But anyway, there, a lot of their careers and their numbers have fallen because of the nonsense they've gotten involved with. But we've been steady all the way through. We've been just solid, steady. We've been having contacts here. We're getting photographs of ascended masters appearing here. We're working with the inner earth people and things like that, you know. And if, you know, if you're a total jerk or messed up, they don't show up, you know. So you might want to think about that. Lately, we've been going out at the front door, you know, and there's deer standing right at the front door. There's turkeys. There's columns of dragonflies. You know, it's the animals know. They know what's going on. So there's a lot of dramas out there, you know, that are happening, and we're kind of staying out of them. And no matter what you do, if you're in the field, there's a lot of jealousy, a lot of backstabbing, and a lot of gossip and a lot of rumors. And so just stay away from it. You know, basically we try to, we have to address it every once in a while. And so there's stuff flying around right now I'm fully aware of, but all on their own sword. And you attack another person, you attack and slander, you try to do a character assassination on somebody else, it always backfires. And in the past, the people who have done that are not here anymore. You know, they're not part of their whole program, their whole story crashed, you know, which it should crash, you know, if it's based on a bunch of nonsense. But anyway, I promised that I would go ahead and have a answer questions tonight. I think we've got Jason Gleaves coming up for a show. We've got some other people we're lining up right now. I am in the process of heading out, you know, so I'll be in transit, and I'll also be broadcasting from beautiful Hawaii, the Big Island. And people keep asking me where we are. And all right, we're back. Pretty crazy there. As soon as we start talking about certain things, bam, everything goes down. That's pretty crazy. Even now my computer is acting up too. So we got some gremlins. Definitely got some gremlins going on. But anyway, we're going into the questions. I think we're gonna go ahead and try to answer some questions. I don't know. It's weird. All the settings changed. Everything. Our connection, like to Zoom, just went. We still had a connection here, and it happens every time, you know. So anyway, obviously we're over the target.
Do you believe chips in someone's head are necessary for contact and are reliable?
Wow, that's going to get me into trouble. You know, I posted a couple of memes that with South Park where I can't remember the teacher up there. He's going, chips are bad. He goes, okay, you know, like this. And you know, it's just kind of funny, just messing around with it. But, you know, there's things going on. My personal feeling is that you can make your own personal connection with the off-world visitors or God or creator, great spirit, whatever you want to call it. You don't need a chip. And some of the people that are chipped are working with different energies that might not be as high as they think they are. You know, the chip is like a shortcut. And if you don't have the foundation, good spiritual foundation, if you don't know how to heal unseen negative influences, and it's just like channeling or anything else. You know, it all depends on your spiritual evolution, the level that you've reached, and the energies that you're working with. And so I think, you know, if you're in the military and they've got to find you and you're doing some clandestine work in some jungle or somewhere underground dumb or something like that, you know, maybe it's a good idea to have some kind of tracker or responder, something that can monitor your health and well-being. But it'd be nice if that was removable, you know, so they can't track you and know everything you do and say and eat and whatever. I think that's a big no-no. You know, what's really important is the higher you go up in consciousness, the more freedom you have, the more they don't try to control your life you know, you're totally free. You know, you know, when you incarnate here, you're totally free, and you keep adding all these other things on, you're not free, you know. So it's very important to realize, you know, I have connections with Pleiadians and the Orion Counts of Light and Dromedans and all these other people. And at one time I had a little chip in the back of my ear, and my body threw it out. It tossed it, and it was weird. It was a crystal chip. It wasn't really a chip. It was a little crystalline thing that came out. And I put it in a plastic bag and to have it analyzed. And when I went to mail it, it was just, there was nothing there. It's a little bit of moisture and that was all that's left. So I asked what that was, and they said that was just to help me hear a little better. And it wasn't, you know, it wasn't bad or anything else, but some of these other chips are not hooked into what people think they're hooked into, especially if they're kind of metallic and it's low level contact basically. So, I mean, I'm going to get a lot of crap for that, but that's my belief. I've seen redundantly. I've dealt with a lot of that in the past, and it didn't turn out well. You know, that's all I can say. So, you know, I've written whole articles on that, you know, in the past, and so you can look up in the newsletter. But I think that's all I'm going to say. You know, the chip wars going on is that's what I was calling the chip wars. You know, there's a lot of stuff being worked out there on different levels, and it has nothing to do with the contact or the UFO community. And it needs to be kind of kept off the platforms, you know, because it's take it up with the person you're having the issue with. That's better to do things that way and clear the air, you know, and, because there's a lot of misinterpretations out there going on. You know, the whole world is in process right now. That goes to the other question. What was that one? I can't remember. I'll talk more about that later. Go ahead.
Is it true our resonance is more aligned with the planet Mars than it is here on Earth?
You know, Mars, a lot of stuff has happened on Mars, and it wasn't so good. It wasn't as good as, you know, I think as a whole, we're more aligned with ancient Lyra and the colonies, which are the Orion system. There's colonies there, the Pleiades, and there's another system, Hades. It's called Hades system, but it's a very hot, desolate place. And that's where all the references are about Hades. You know, you're going to go to Hades, you know, if you don't behave. And that's where they send people that mess up. So I don't know why my camera's doing this. It didn't do it before, but anyway. I have a new camera, by the way, and we're testing it, and something's failing, but we'll fix it.
Can you explain the soul activation that you've mentioned before and what it looks like?
Yeah, soul activation can come in many ways. A lot of people have a near-death experience, and they just get blown wide open, and the left side kind of closes down, the right side of the brain opens up, and then they have amazing experiences. But a lot of their left side goes out the door. They have trouble remembering numbers and logical stuff and names, and that intellectual side just kind of takes a back door to the other. There's spiritual awakenings, initiations, and things that are happening both seen and unseen. There's masters that can initiate people and just blow them wide open. You shouldn't do that until you're ready. There's a lot of Kundalini activations. Open up the Kundalini and it blasts up. A lot of times you'll get energy sickness if you've got stuck energy in that connection. So weird stuff's going on with the internet, but we have an amazing, we had like 50 uploads. So it's not happening here. I don't know what's going on. But anyway, you can have the higher dimensional beings, you know, the Pleiadians, the Orion Council of Light, they're activators, they're initiators. The masters, the known masters, they'll come in and do initiations. And it's all about intention. If you set your intent and you meditate in prayer and you start cleaning out your old wounds and traumas from past experiences and release the past, your frequency is going to go up. And when you're ready, they come and they'll initiate you. And it's up to you. Like I've been initiated by lamas and yogis and masters seen and unseen and Orion Council of Light initiations. And so there's so many different forms of initiations that'll blow you wide open, get you aligned with your soul purpose.
With all these energies coming from the sun to clear and heal what no longer serves our highest good, what is the best and or most effective process to heal and merge our shadow self into our light self?
You know, that is so important to clear up your shadow self, your shadow side. And if you don't, it's a door. It's an open door. And there's been a lot of talk about a lot of processing lately about drugs and alcohol and how they open doors and, you know, wrong conclusions from past experience, wounds, traumas, all that. They're open doors, and beings can come in through those doors. And it's sad. And so a lot of people have been traumatized, you know, like mentioned and things like that. They've been traumatized, and there's two people in there. And there's one person that is their everyday life, and then they have another side that flips on, that can do anything and validate anything. And I don't even know if they're aware that they're doing it, but that's happening. So we really need to clean up our shadow side, own our own wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experience, and then raise our frequencies. And if you don't do that, it's going to bleed out into your everyday life. It's going to bleed out into your work. It's going to definitely bleed out into your spiritual work, because you can get hijacked at any time. You know, they can jump in, you know, especially that's one of the problems with the chips, like who's coming through the chip. You know, it's like, do you have control of who comes through that chip? You know, are you doing clearings before you bring any information through or in? You know, are you creating sacred space? I mean, there's basic foundational tools we need to use before bringing through any information. If we don't create sacred space and clear our space, and if we aren't clear within ourselves, we're going to bring in a lot of misinformation and project that into the information. So even Babaji said that man adds fear to God's message, you know, so man and woman, they add their own belief system into whatever messages are coming through, and it comes through their filters. So, you know, get rid of your filters. And what are your filters? Your filters are the programs, you know, your religious programs, your whatever social engineering you've gone through, whatever, you know, that's all going to alter the clarity of the information.
Is it possible to meet with someone's higher self during astral projection?
Hang on a second. Yeah, definitely. I have so many people constantly call me and go, yeah, you totally appear to me. A group that was just up there, there was a whole group. And so 2 days later, I kept appearing to them after they came here. And then when they talked about their experiences here and seeing all the ships and having these amazing activations and everything on with their group, I started appearing to all the other people on their group, which is really interesting. So we're always doing that. The more we meditate, the clearer we are, the more we have knowledge that we're doing it. But we're always in sleep. You're out of your body. You're moving out. You're connecting with people. We're doing work. A lot of people wake up in the morning, you're just dead tired. And you go, man, I feel like I worked all night. And you did. You know, you're helping educate and heal, and some are battling in these other dimensions, cleaning up these other dimensions. So there's so much going on in the astral level. And a lot of us are hooking up with people in the past we've had past lives with and things like that, because there's no time in that level. So you can go forward or backward in time. And there's so much going on. And, you know, whether or not we're aware of it depends on our spiritual adeptness and how much, you know, we meditate and keep our energy state clear and things like that. So it's really important.
How far are we with getting the bad ETs and demons off Earth?
Wow, bad ETs and demons. You know, if you talk about demons, everybody goes, oh, you're a religious fanatic. And if you talk about ETs, everybody goes, you're a UFO nut, you know. And if you talk about, like, and they're all connected. If you talk about the ascended masters, everybody goes, oh, he's a new ager, you know. And then you talk about the spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders who are fifth, sixth, seventh, all the way up 13th dimensional beings coming in. You know, you get in that category. So, and then the nuts and bolters can't stand anything spiritual, and the spiritual don't want to deal with the nuts and bolters. So it's a big mess, and it's all going on. That's the funny thing is, everybody goes, who's right? They're all right. You know, there's nuts and bolts stuff. There's back engineered stuff. There's Nazi technology. There's energy beings. There's light beings. There's beings that have Merkabahs. They're pure consciousness, and the ship is them. There's so much happening right now, and we can't limit ourselves. And not one is more important than the other. So there's all this stuff happening in the third and fourth dimension that everybody's talking about. now on the planet, and it is going on, but I mean, I don't know if that's where you want to hang out, but it's that's the crazy making energy that there's warring going on, manipulation, there's magic, black magic, there's all that stuff going on in the third and the fourth dimension, you know, a lot of psyop stuff and things like that. So you got to be aware of that. But I like to work in the fifth on up. And the fifth is unity consciousness. It's past the psychic barrier. You're out and you can choose to come back in if you desire and reincarnate, or you can move on and go back to the civilization you came from or something if you are a higher being. So I always say, you know, go there. But there's so much going on. And I think if we were fully aware of it, I don't know if we could handle it. It's probably good we don't remember everything.
It feels like time has been bending all over the place, finding major resistance to schedules of any kind. Is this all part of the spikes in the Schumann resonance? Ascension? Are you feeling this too?
Oh, man. Yeah. You know, I wake up and I go, where am I half the time? And I think I'm in another place. You know, sometimes I think I'm in Hawaii and I go, no, I'm here. And then I'll think I'm here and I'm in Hawaii. You know, it's really weird, you know, because I've been traveling all night. But time shifts are happening. You know, I was saying there's time travel as well. These ships have that ability. So there's an event coming up and they have told me that they're going to fold time. And what does that mean? That means we're going to move through some things very quickly and come out the other side, where if we stayed too long, we'd probably end up destroying each other and the planet. And so they are going to do something where they're going to fold time. And they're setting up technology right now to do that. And they're doing it through some extreme spiritual technology. And I do believe that's what these giant stream of pearl ships we're seeing up there and things like that. It's technology that's going to raise the frequencies. It's going to amplify the upward spiral and the downward spiral. So if you choose the downward spiral, that's going to be amplified and your whole world is going to collapse, including your physical body and everything else. If you choose the upward spiral, you're going to go into living a more spiritual life of service, you know, in harmony with each other and the planet. So it's the Hopi calendar all over again, you know. So apparently they saw this coming. They don't know the specifics behind it or how it's happening, but we're getting a lot of help in that arena. And I heard about this back in the 70s that they were going to do this, and I didn't understand the process. And more, I had Babaji telling me over and over there'd be two worlds and there was going to be a split, and Dolores Cannon talks about it and things like that. But there might be two different times because there's at least eight worlds and they're all just a little bit out of phase from each other. And if you do Yigong and some of these other meditations, you start phasing out. And we have pictures. I have pictures of me just totally phasing out. You can see right through me and things like that. Other people doing the courses, the self-mastery courses and things, it happens with them as well. So there are techniques to do that, but I think the whole earth is going in that direction with the Schumann resonance, with the solar flares and CMEs that are hitting us. We're moving into a highly energized place in space we've never been before. It's game on, and you can't ignore this, because when I hear about all these little dramas happening, I know the big picture and I know where we're going. And you know, whatever you want to call it, God, Creator, Great Spirit wins in this one. You know, we are the whole solar system, probably this whole galaxy is going through a shift, a huge shift. All the planets are changing and they're all going through atmospheric changes and everything as well. So I don't think they have SUVs on Mars and the moon and other planets, you know, but so you might want to refigure the science on that one.
This kind of goes along with what you're talking about. Is the great solar flash still expected as an event that will change life as we know it? And as predicted by many manuscripts and QHHT healer sessions, what effect has off-worlders had on the timing of the event?
What effect has what?
Have the off-worlders.
Oh, off-worlders, yeah. You know, basically what they've done is we've had Carrington events or solar flash events in the past, and they actually brought a massive ship in. I have the photographs, and they're NASA photos of the ship coming in. It was bigger than the Earth, and it came between the sun and us and expanded its fields, and it took the hit and absorbed the energy. So we've already had some of those in the past. I believe that we're going to have a series of solar events that are going to keep coming and get stronger and stronger. It's going to exponentially stronger. And that is happening. It has been happening. The Schumann resonance is going to get even stronger. The Earth has to adjust to the new place it's going, you know, in, through the photon belt, whatever you want to call it, highly energized place in space. We have to adjust to that. We have to raise frequency. So we have to become frequency specific to the ascension process that's happening. You can't get away from it. There's nowhere to go. You can't even go to another planet and get away from it. That's not going to help either. If you're out in space, you're not going to get away from it. There's nowhere to go, but we have to, you know, we have to surrender our egos and our lower selves and surrender all the dramas and everything and the need to defend ourselves and the, you know, get off this victim, savior, persecutor triangle that everybody's jumping on right now because the energies are creating that. And not get involved in a lot of these dramas that go on. We need to pull away. Yeah, so I wrote a letter. I go, I'm kind of like done. I'm done with the UFO community, but I'm going to keep doing my work. And so I don't know if it's fixable. It's so convoluted. There's so much planned opposition, and there's such a controlled narrative there. And there's so much in-house fighting that he said he's going to do what he said he does and has been doing for a long time and continue. And I think it's funny, though. It's like, you know, we've been doing this for 38 years now. And it's still happening. You know, the masters are still appearing here. The ships are still coming. It's getting more intense, bigger ships, closer contacts. Everything is still happening. So obviously we're doing something right. So, but actually being in that position, there's so much jealousy and so much mudslinging and so many knives coming at you because we don't want to participate in the low level stuff or the ego stuff. We just don't want to participate in it. So, you know, people come here, everything comes up. It's amazing. We watch it. We go 3 days, everything's going to come up. And you have a golden opportunity to heal and clear, or you project and blame. You know, you can do whatever. But people that don't want to heal, the victims, you know, they get really upset because they didn't get what they wanted. They came with an agenda and they didn't get what they wanted, you know. And then so they have to go on the attack. And it's just like, and so if you... You know, what happens is if you're a savior, you're going to jump in there and then they're going to attack you later and they're going to become the persecutor and attack you and you're going to become the victim and that you're now you're on the wheel, you know? So I would really suggest get off of that wheel. You know, this is, you know, a lot of this social engineering going on is totally disrupt to create division between the male, the female, the gender, the color, the race, and everything. And we just need to get off that, you know, wheel. And it's okay. It's natural to be a loving human being and want love and compassion and intimacy in your life. There's nothing wrong with that, but now it's evil. It's like branded. And so I go, you know, wake up, you know, it's like, it's natural, get over it, you know, so.
Any thoughts on what a world event might look like to awaken the entire planet?
Yeah, world event. Right now, there is so much UFO activity happening around the world. And if you go to the posts on the ESETI Stargate on YouTube and look at all the posts on there, everybody's going, I saw that. I saw that. Other countries saw these things were filmed and they saw them at the same night because they went around the world. It's big. I mean, what's going on? It's huge. You know, are you hearing about in the UFO community? No. Do you hear one peep about he said in the UFO community? Hardly nothing, you know, unless it's negative. It's amazing. I've never seen anything like it. It's almost like the, you know, that thing. It's like, all the evidence around just how negative that is and the consequence of everything. And it's just, It's happening. It's out there. The research is all there, but everybody just has this, the glaze comes over and they're so socially engineered that they seek externally everything. You know, they want the news, you know, they want the news to tell them how to think. They want the UFO community to tell them how to think. They want the next new shiny person on the block to tell them how to think. and what's happening and what's happening out in the cosmos. And, you know, you can get all that within, you know, because when you become one with the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness on all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse, which is your soul, when your soul expands, it becomes one. And, you know, more expanded states of awareness, that's where your information really comes. That's when you have direct knowing and you know what's real, what's not, who's BSing, you know, who's traumatized, who's for real. And you can sense it right off the bat. And so I have a lot of people right away that they'll see somebody's thing. Oh, man, that doesn't work for me. And I said, trust that, you know, trust that. If it doesn't work for you, you need to trust that. You know, there might be something there you need to look at, you know. But
what is your opinion on Reiki healing?
You know, again, Reiki healing. There's a lot of techniques out there, healing techniques. And once I was involved in the Reiki wars, it was kind of interesting because all these Reiki people were together and they all were initiated through a different lineage and they were all fighting, you know, over who had the best lineage and you were charging too much or you weren't charging enough. And oh God, it was crazy. And I was right in the middle of it and they came to me and they said, okay, James is going to settle. We're going to have James settle this. And I go, I don't want to settle this. You know, leave me out of this. And so they did, they kind of both sides stated their cases and everything. And I said, so the first question I asked them was, I said, well, what is Reiki? You know, explain to me what Reiki is. And they go, well, it's love, you know, it's God energy, it's healing energy. And I said, and, I said, I'm not feeling a lot of love here or a lot of good energy being exchanged, you know? And then I asked him, I said, okay, I have a question for you. Let's say this kid grows up, beautiful parents, you know, lives in nature, gardens all of his life, you know, animals are coming up to him and it's just lit up kid, right? And so he goes down and he gets initiated by some guy for like $50 or whatever, you know? And then this other guy is like a banker or something like that. And he's been stealing properties and enslaving people and doing all these things all of his life and kicking people out of their homes and taking their ranches, whatever. You know, I'm just painting a picture here. And he goes down and he pays $50,000, you know, to get initiated, you know, with Reiki. Who do you want to work on you? You know? So again, it's all about the consciousness of the individual and their clarity and how much sacred space they can create and how much energy they can create. And it's not so much how much energy they can create. It's how well can they get out of the way and let the energy come through them. And so there is no, this is the way or this, there isn't that just, It's, you know, I've seen every culture do this. You know, these kids come in and they're just lit up. They are so far beyond the teachers and the teachers are going, you have to do this and this and this. And before you can go to this and, you know, you're just going, come on guys, this kid's already there. You know, you should be listening to them, you know, and stop playing these games. If you were awake, you would recognize it in the kid. So, you know, basically, you know, I think I've covered enough on that. I'm sure I'm going to get Reiki arrows. You wouldn't believe how much magic and arrows and shit I'm getting right now. It's unbelievable. And just by holding a frequency and being a mirror, you know, it's like you accelerate, you know, and you mirror back and accelerate, amplify everything. And it's just like, and that's why I spend a lot of my time in nature, you know, like alone as much as possible.
Can one soul live more than one life at the same time?
Definitely a soul can live more than one life. If you are spiritually adept, you can. I know some of the Palladians have the ability to actually maintain like five incarnations at the same time. I tell you what, I'm going to do a wraparound on this one because everybody's going, I'm a Palladian, I'm a Ryan, and you're all of it, you know? So, okay. Within you is the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness and all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse. That includes the Pleiades, Orion Crowns of Light, everything. You are, when you become one with Creator God, Great Spirit, whatever you want to call it, you are one with everything. You're all of it. And so when you say, I'm a Pleiadian, what about the rest of that? What about the rest of you? You're limiting yourself. And when you say, and you probably were a Pleiadian, and it's probably an awesome life, and it's a good life to hook into and remember, but there's other things going. You're an eternal being. You've been around forever. And so don't limit yourself. You know, whenever you say, I am this, that's what you are, and it's a limitation. And unless you're saying, I am God, Creator, Great Spirit, and the Father, Mother, God works through me, you know, that's a good one, you know, if you want to choose that one. But don't choose the wrathful God of old, or, you know, if you're going to play with God, you know, make sure you're working with the all-loving, all-forgiving ones, you know, up there, the higher dimensional ones. Because there are the bearded gods, you know, of the past, and the there's and some were benevolent, some weren't, you know, some were malevolent and so and self-serving. So we have to realize that. We have to really know our history.
Are we in the fourth dimension? Darkness is so obvious now that it feels like I should be able to actually see the dark forces influencing everything.
You know, the bottom line is that we are multidimensional beings existing on a vibrational continuum. So we're in all dimensions simultaneously. Are we aware of that? No. You know, some people are actually in a physical body, but they're pulling from the fifth, sixth, or seventh dimension. There's some people that are, you know, walk around just thinking their body and their personality, and they're locked into third dimension, you know, and they're trying to seek love and joy and bliss and happiness through physical things, you know, which don't have emotions. It's a big trap. But there's so many things going on, but, you know, don't limit yourself. I mean, we are in the fourth dimension. You're in all the dimensions, and the earth and the collective consciousness right now is kind of in the third and fourth. And we're going back and forth, you know, between the two. And yeah, in the lower fourth dimension is where that's the crazy zone, you know, where all the low level reptilians and demonics and all the psychic wars are going on. And you want to stay out of there, out of the lower fourth.
Which beings do you interact with the most? Lion beings, Arcturians, Pleiadians, or others?
It's kind of like who's on call and who's best suited for what I need. If I need protection, I'll bring the lion beings in, you know, or Yeshua or somebody, you know, Andromedans, which are mythologically known as archangels. If you want that feminine energy, Mary and Kuan Yin, you know, Mary is just that pure love and nurturing energy when she comes in the house of Mary. And, you know, Kuan Yin is known as wrathful compassion. So she has that divine feminine, but you know, it's like she's going to call you on your shit, you know, so there's, God, you know, I don't know, Babaji comes in a lot, like the Syrians, you know, the feline beings come, you know, Bagheet, Blagis, the Pleiadian, she comes in a lot, Plumaria, which is kind of like my other half in the Pleiades, she comes in a lot, God, I don't know.
There's another question that kind of goes in with this too. Yeah. It says, which ET beings give you the most accurate intel? Do they know the day-to-day intel, or is it vague to them?
That's a really good question. Before there's a part of myself called Tasamara, and it's a Christ level of consciousness that is within my vibrational continuum. And he used to come in and just give me spot on, you know, tell me when earthquakes are happening, everything, just spot on times, dates, everything. And it was all registered. I was registered with Jim Berkland and all these other guys. And he kind of moved on. He ascended and went into the sixth. He was in the fifth. He went into the sixth, and I didn't hear from him for a long time because he was busy with his own evolution. And others come in. But right now, what's going on is everything's in flux and everything's a series of events. And so if this event happens, this next event is going to happen. If it doesn't happen, that's going to be postponed. We can't see it in linear time. It's more like an event clock. And so as we're watching, if you know the big picture, you know where we're going to end up, but you know, there's a lot of choices in between and a lot of actions that are going to have reactions. And, you know, I think basically it doesn't matter the white hats, the masters, the spiritually and technologically evolved off-worlders. I think all of them underestimated the dark side and how deep it was and how tied people are to it and how people are even when they're faced with their own demise, they will hold on to the darkness all the way to the end. And a lot of them are, it's just so, it's unthinkable. It's illogical. They can't believe it's happening, but you know, so it has postponed things a bit, you know, and, but things are moving forward and they're going to speed up here really quick. So they've allowed for that. And now they're kind of done with it, you know, so things are going to start moving really quick.
How many stargates are there on Earth?
God, I don't know. Well, I know there's a minimum of three that I know of. There's probably more. I don't know. I don't, that's more like kind of the super soldier stuff, you know, going on. There's other people who know more about that. I know there are like galactic airports in mountains. You know, there's whole civilizations there. They have physical expressions there. They have up to six dimensional expressions in our mountain. There's six dimensional elven beings that actually work the doors, the light doors, and get you have to go through them to gain entrance. But it's not just limited to stargates. I mean, you can create your own portal and your own, you know, you can become a portal. You can become your own stargate, you know? And so, it's a tough question to answer because there are beings that are themselves stargates or portals, you know, that are walking around. So how many are they walking around? I don't know. Yeah, a lot, you know.
The south side of Mount Adams seems to be where the ships come out. Are there any doors or points of interest on the other sides?
You know, there is. People in Yakima and the other towns on the other side of the mountain, I think it's Satis Pass up there or something. There's an area up there. I need to go over there and do just check it out. I need to get over there and do more sky watches and things on the other side. I plan on doing that. The thing with me is, you know, you really think about, you know, you have three places, three centers you're building and houses and, you know, one's a 70 acre ranch and things like that. You don't have a lot of time. You got to take out all the dead trees. You got to get your firewood in. You got to get your gardens in. You got to get your, you know, it goes on and on. And people don't realize how much we work and how busy we are. And it's so funny because I hear all these rumors about these things happening. And I go, wow, when did I have time to do that? You know, when did I have time to go over there, you know, or here? It's just crazy. It's crazy making. But, you know, we work really hard here. It's constant. And not just, you know, the office, the food production, the keeping the grounds up, you know, the gardening, just everything. It's just keeping the maintenance, you know, just maintaining the place and the equipment and everything. So we're really busy, but I do need to go over there. There are judges over there and some other people that are having incredible experiences and putting the ships up on their side. There's a lot of activity on that mountain. I think the whole mountain is active.
Share some fun, cool stories from your recent events, please.
Fun, cool stories. You know what? I think the most fun we have is when we're all just working together with bad humor. You know, that is the most fun. We're laughing. We're having a good time. We don't have all the PC incorrect restrictions and we're just busting up all the time and like that. But you know, fun times, man, it's like I'm saying before, we are working so hard, I don't have time. I think recently swimming with the whales, you know, with Heidi and Lisa, and the sharks coming in, and the manta ray. I loved the manta rays when they just kept coming to me over and over again. And so for some reason, the dolphins, I see them, but I haven't had just the one-on-one, which I just haven't been in the water that much. But I really want to have some one-on-one stuff there and some telepathic community. You know, I feel them and I know they're around, and the whales too. It's like, you know, I know when they're there in the area, and I ask them, I meditate, and I say, can you show me? And they breach right next to the boat, you know, and we've got footage of that. But the, that's fun. Being, going up on the ships is fun, and meeting all the other beings on the ships. That's fun, going out of body and things. But as far as here on Earth, I'm really working on bringing the right people in so I can have more time to go out and explore and check other things out and do some recon up on the mountain and both sides of the mountain. And then same thing in Hawaii. I want to do a lot of recon in Hawaii. There's some amazing places there. And we're already having ships, and there's so many ships coming in Hawaii too. And now there's aircraft destroyers parked in front of our place sitting there. I go, wait a second, we just filmed this massive ship, and there's a couple others that went over that split into three. And now I got a destroyer parked off my land, you know? So it's kind of weird, you know? You go, oh, what are they doing? Why are they there? You know? And then now we've got the helicopters coming and everything else. So it's comes with the territory. But I mean, eventually the lower guys in the military get the memo that the upper guys are working with them. And they'll all be working together eventually. But right now, it seems like a lot of them didn't get the memo yet.
Do you have any intel on what will be happening in the next 30 days?
Wow. We're 8:59, so I'm done, unfortunately. Intel, basically, I think it's on, you know, and you're going to see a fast collapse of this crazy nonsense that we've been under. You know, it's things are going to start moving really fast. And again, it's a series of events. If this event happens, another one's going to happen. Another one's going to happen. So you have to watch the events. And everything's there. I mean, everything is there. All the evidence is there to show who's who and who's on the right side of the fence and who's not. And that's all coming out now. And this last move they made on Mar-a-Lago is pretty much their death sentence, you might say. It's the end. So just watch it. It's going to fast track from here on out. But anyway, we're out of time, folks. Thanks for listening. James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio. He said he's Stargate. He said he Rumble. He said he official. You can find us all over the place. So tune in and keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. And start watching the skies, because there's so much going on, you can't miss it. So anyway, have a great evening. We'll be right back.